that was wonderful. I didn't know that spirituality can be so much fun. These are all explained in simple layman's term. So, love is really the essence of life. You've really triggered my curiosity. Can we continue this quest?
Sairam, brothers, Siddhesh, this is Dashratham and this is Mohan. This is Siddhesh visiting our center for the first time. We were talking about Swami's teachings on faith and love.
Siddhesh, Swami also stresses the importance of service. He says that love transcends into service. In fact, service to man is service to God. Through this selfless service to others, we can lead a peaceful life.
Has not Swami spoken about the secret of long life?
Yes. I thought he said there are two things that extend our lives. One is sacrifice, and the other is love or prema. Tyaga or sacrifice is the medicine, while love is the diet. If we take the medicine without following the diet, the disease will never be cured.
Swami has quoted the life story of Rockefeller to illustrate this point. Rockefeller was fabulously rich, very, very rich. He had no time to think of anything other than making money. He reached the stage where he forgot the amount of money he had because he was so busy. But Rockefeller felt very sick at the age of 48. And the doctor said, "Look here, you're not going to survive for more than 8 or 10 months. You're not going to live much longer."
Rockefeller thought of an action plan. He started distributing his money to everybody, including educational institutions, hospitals, medical institutes, and many others all over the country. Now, he started to live for others instead of worrying about his own condition. So finally, what happened? He lived for almost 90 years.
Wow! A person who should have left this planet 40 years earlier got an extension of his life. How is that even possible? Only because of his sacrifice. What is required today is for our hearts, which are hard like stone, to melt. Even stones wither and become ordinary sand with continuous exposure to rain and heat. Similarly, our hearts of stone should melt seeing people's misery.
So, service, education, and devotion all seem to be equally stressed upon by Baba. By the way, I see a wide variety of people present here, all from different walks of life, different cultures and backgrounds.
Of course, because Swami is universal. He is like a Pied Piper. His charisma has drawn people from all over the world. They all draw inspiration from his life and his teachings. He says there is only one religion, the religion of love. There's only one language, the language of the heart. There's only one caste, the caste of humanity. There's only one God, and he is omnipresent.